In Tanzania, almost 3,000 cases of obstetric fistula occur every year in women. It's obstructed childbirth that ends up rupturing other internal organs and leaves women incontinent and in pain and discomfort in a way that inhibits their ability to be part of their economy, their societies, and their families, and leaves them in a very vulnerable position socially. The sutures will enable doctors to treat fistula safely and effectively and change women's lives. To deploy the ipsilateral limb, pin the introducer sheath and retract the inner core until the radiopaque tip is just above the bifurcation. Then pin the inner core and pull the retraction hub to complete the deployment. Maintaining introducer sheath position, remove the inner core completely and tighten the hemostasis valve. Now you're ready to advance the accessory system if necessary. Center the patient's leg with the mid-patella mark on line 5 of the tracing board. To make certain the mid-patella is aligned directly on line 5, use the center line on the tracing tube. If the patient has excessive tissue, use the positioning center block to raise the knee off the board. You can use a towel roll to place under the patient's Achilles tendon. These tactics will assure that you have a proper profile of the leg. The kidney has a limited capacity to reabsorb glucose. Once the kidney exceeds its limit, known as the renal threshold, excess glucose is spilled into the urine and excreted. Compared to people without diabetes, those with diabetes and hyperglycemia have higher renal thresholds, which may allow more glucose to be reabsorbed into the bloodstream, which may worsen their hyperglycemia.